بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم. I start off by thanking Allah for blessing us with this opportunity, an opportunity to see another month of Ramadan, where we can gain immense rewards and immense blessings, as well as an opportunity to sow the seeds of taqwa deep within our hearts and deep within our souls. And may He, the Most Merciful, have mercy upon all those people who were here last year, making the most of their Ramadans, and who have passed away and will never see another Ramadan again. May He have mercy upon them all, and may He enable us to take heed from these signs that He sends us. Ameen. With regards to today's topic, I'd like to speak about the importance of the heart and the connection that it has to the month of Ramadan. The first hadith I bring to your attention is that where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna Allaha la yanzuru ila ajsadikum wa la ila suwarikum, walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa ila a'malikum." Allah does not look at your physical appearances, but rather He looks at your hearts and at your actions. From this hadith we learn that Allah, He is the true judge, and it is His judgment that the believer is concerned with. And He judges us based upon our hearts and our actions and nothing else. When it comes to understanding the importance of the heart in our religion, then I'd like to speak about this in 4 points. The first point is that we are taught throughout the Quran and throughout the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to ask Allah constantly for a pure and sound heart. Some examples of this, first of all, where Allah quotes the believers in Surah Ali Imran, as saying, "Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana." O Allah, do not cause our hearts to go astray after You have guided us aright. And also you find from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where he would frequently say, "Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabit qalbi ala dinik wa ta'atik." O Allah, You are the turner of the hearts, so establish my heart firm upon Your religion and upon Your guidance. Also you find from the most frequent supplications of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is that why he would say, "Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayinhu fi qulubina." O Allah, cause iman to be beloved to us and beautify it within our hearts. The second reason why the heart is so important to the believer is because the heart, it is the source of our beliefs and our actions. So if the heart is pure and correct and upright, then all of our beliefs and all of our actions will be pure, correct and upright. However, the opposite holds true. If the heart is evil and it is corrupt, then our beliefs and our actions will be evil and corrupt. And we understand this from the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Inna fil jasadi mudghah, idha saluhat salaha al-jasadu kulluhu wa idha fasadat fasada al-jasadu kulluhu ala wa hiya al-qalb." Prophet sallam said, "Surely in the body there is one single organ. If this organ is pure and it is correct and it is righteous, then the rest of the body will be pure, correct and righteous. However, if it is evil and corrupt, then the rest of the body will be evil and corrupt." And he said, surely it is the heart. The third reason why the heart is so important to the believer is because in Arabic, the heart is called qalb, which means to change. Now, the heart changes frequently on a daily basis based upon the different emotions that we feel, based upon the different trials and tribulations that we face, based upon the different things that we expose our hearts to, from that which we hear, from that which we see, and that which we do. Furthermore, you find that mankind in Arabic is called insan, which comes from the word nisyan, to be forgetful. So Allah has created us and we are forgetful. And the shaitan will come to us and he will cause us to be forgetful about the single most important issue that deserves our attentions and our priorities. And that is making sure our hearts are pure and upright and correct and filled with iman. The fourth reason why the heart is so important to the believer is because the heart, it is an instrument that Allah has blessed us with. If it is working correctly, it will enable us to come to sound judgments, and it will enable us to distinguish between truth and falsehood. Allah mentions the heart in the Quran where He says, وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And Allah has created for you your sight and your hearing and your hearts that you may give thanks. So from this verse we understand, if we use our hearts correctly, then they will guide us to making sound judgments and into worshipping Allah. However, He also mentions in the Quran that those people that did not use their senses correctly and they did not use their hearts correctly, and this led them to the fire of hell. As he mentions, فَمَا أَغْنَى أَنْهُمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُهُمْ وَلَا أَفْئِدَتُهُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِذْ كَانُوا يَجْهَدُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ. So their sight and their hearing and their hearts were of no avail to them, and they were of no benefit to them when they chose to strive against the ayat of Allah. And moving on, what is the connection between the heart and the month of Ramadan? Now, first of all, when we are fasting, we are distant from many, many sins. And it is these sins that cause the destruction of our hearts. Now, if we are fasting and we can abstain from food and drink for these long hours, which human life is dependent upon, and if we can abstain from intimate relations, which the procreation of human life is dependent upon, then surely we can abandon any sins that we may have fallen victim to and get rid of any bad habits that we have in our lives. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ said, "As-sawmu junnah," that fasting, it is a prevention. It prevents us from earning the anger of Allah. And it enables us to be from the slaves of Allah who are blessed with His provisions and His mercy. I end with a profound statement from one of the scholars of the past, where he said, "Surely in fasting there is a nourishment for the heart, just as there is nourishment for the body in food and drink." And in conclusion, a quick summary that we spoke about the importance of the heart and the four reasons why this is important to the believer. The first reason we mentioned is that the believer, we learn throughout the Quran and the Sunnah to constantly ask Allah for a pure heart. Secondly, we mentioned that the heart, it is the source of our beliefs and our actions. Thirdly, we mentioned that the heart, it changes frequently, and the shaitan will come and try to cause great misguidance through the misguidance of the heart. And the fourth thing that we mention is that the heart is an instrument and we have to use that correctly to be guided aright. And surely Allah knows best.